I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Well, it's the Wednesday before Christmas, which means it's time for the holiday special of The Rough Draft Diaries. Since it is the holiday special, I thought, why not talk about some holiday specials airing here on FM 91? There's one premiering tonight that's very special to me. It's yet another edition of our Radio Christmas Plays. Last year, we did a production of It's a Wonderful Life, produced alongside the University of Toledo Theater Department and Film, which you can still listen to at our website at WGTE.org. But this year, we're doing a new 1940s-styled Christmas radio play, and it's called The Shop Around the Corner. But before we get to that, let's first talk a little bit about the history of radio plays. According to journalist John C. Alstek, the radio drama dates back to 1921, and it happened by accident. KDKA, a radio station in Pittsburgh, were set to broadcast a rural line on education when a pair of agriculture professors from West Virginia University, who were set to deliver the talk on farm extension courses, showed up with a script for a play instead of a script for a speech. And history was made. After that point, there were dozens of radio dramas airing daily, detective shows, soap operas, westerns, anthologies, and groundbreaking programs like Orson Welles' 1939 infamous episode of his drama series, The Mercury Theater on Air, The War of the Worlds.
Lord, they're turning into flames. Ah! The whole field's caught up by the woods, the fires, the gas heading everywhere. It's coming this way now, about 20 yards to my right.
That's actor Frank Reddick playing reporter Carl Phillips, who's going to be announced dead in just a few minutes. The problem is, this scene happens about 20 minutes into the recording. That means there's still 28 minutes left to go until Orson Welles would air his first scheduled break, reminding listeners that this was indeed a play and not a real broadcast, which is why many listeners got confused and also terrified. But it wasn't just dramas. Comedies were popular as well. Shows like The Great Gildersleeve or Fibber McGee and Molly.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Look at all these Christmas presents. Uh-oh, an envelope. My dear husband, get out of this hall closet and stop snooping.
But things started to change in the 1940s. For a few reasons, the obvious one being World War II, and the other one being the prominence of film.
So then the radio play would have been used in an effort to create interest, to tell people about the story, whether they are able to go see that film in a theater or not, because every town would not have been showing the film, certainly.
That's Tammy Kinsey, professor of film at the University of Toledo.
But if you can hear a radio play in a lot of towns, and a lot of people were hovering around the radio in the living room. That was a family gathering place before everybody had a television set in their living rooms. They had that radio. So that was a very comfortable and common way of hearing narrative stories for a lot of people. And it was a way to share stories with your family. So that would have been a natural thing to have had an experience with the story, probably for a lot of people before or instead of ever knowing about the movie existing.
The unique aspect of last year's production, It's a Wonderful Life, and this year's production, The Shop Around the Corner, is that they're both set in the 1940s, and they're both meant to reflect the 1940s. A very interesting time for American homes, but also for American film and radio.
After World War II, it's like, how much money does your family have, and why? What's the situation of your family, you know, following the war? Are you able to go to the movies? If the movie is in your hometown, is that the way you want to spend your time? Sharing a radio play with your family is, in 1940s, I think, very different from sharing a film screening with your family. And the way we watch films now is so different than the way perhaps films would have been seen in the 40s and 50s, you know, where you had to go to the theater. But now we watch so many films streamed online. We watch a lot of things in our own living rooms now. So the living room as a site of sharing narrative stories with family has shifted a bit for our time so that you can stream something and share it with your family, and it would be different than going to the theater, sharing it with your family.
Hearing that listeners shared last year's production of It's a Wonderful Life with their family was one of the best compliments I ever received. There were emails and letters from families who said that they gathered around their living room, turned on the radio, and listened to It's a Wonderful Life together. It's what I hoped would happen last year, and it's what I hope happens this year. Because listening to the radio is a unique experience, as you imagine the story that is unfolding before your ears. Sure, there are very heavy clues from the actors and producers and editors who have created the radio play, but for the most part, you are the one painting the picture. And everyone in your living room is also painting their own individual picture of the story. It's this connection between yourself and the cast of characters telling this story and the cast of characters within your living room listening to this story that makes this group effort so unique and special. And the perfect reflection, I think, of the holiday season. Now, it looks like I don't have a great deal of time to talk about The Shop Around the Corner, but that's okay because you can catch it tonight as it premieres at 7 p.m. here on FM 91, a one-hour comedy that hopefully will bring a little bit of laughter and light into your holiday season. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries.